With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's a national news story, Lee, and I heard you just reference it. 44-year-old Stephen Bryant is cooked. Actually could have been cooked. He did not choose the electric chair. Yeah. He chose the firing squad. But for some reason, when we put people to death in South Carolina, which is a 6 p.m., we always do it at 6 p.m. on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It becomes a national trending story, and it is today. It's a top 20 trending story. I don't know why people are shocked by it, but he just lost his appeal before the South Carolina Supreme Court. They denied his attempt to halt his upcoming execution. He's chosen the firing squad.
Mm-hmm.
He's 44. That's refreshing to see that he's not a senior citizen, that he's actually going to experience justice at a young age. We just had a few weeks ago, in fact, a guy die of old age. Yeah. On our death row. He was older than his victim at the time that he raped and killed her. That is not that's not excusable. So good to see this is happening. His only hope now is some sort of federal court order or the governor intervening. Henry McMaster has not intervened in any of these so far, so his odds aren't high.
Well, in fact, no, as we said in the story, no governor in South Carolina has intervened in that case in the modern era.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and this genius dared the cops to catch him, wrote them a message, catch me if you can, in his victim's blood.
Yeah.
Never good to challenge cops that way. And yeah.
Well.
He lost.
Yes.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. He killed three people. He couldn't
in
be more deserving of this. Yes.
In a five-day period.
It's crazy. So, look, the left is going to be watching this very closely, okay? Do you pay attention to what's going on here? They had a firing squad execution stage in South Carolina a while back. You remember this, Lee, and I think it took the guy like 2 minutes to die.
Yeah.
And they filed all of these complaints. Oh, it was only supposed to take 60 seconds. It was only supposed to take whatever, or human rights atrocity. So they're going to be watching the stop clock, the left is, on this to see if there's some way they can get these executions shut down.
I would say good luck, but I don't want them to have any good luck on that. I mean, I'm sorry. This you know, convicted killer needs to get his due justice.
Yeah, you know, and this is good because for many, many years in South Carolina, we had this big kerfluffle over the drugs used, and then they wouldn't sell them to us. We couldn't get this done. It took some legislative changes to finally start clearing out death row. But to the credit of the legislature, they did get that done, and it's happening now. But again, the left is going to be watching the clock on this. The headlines last time, you know, botched execution, took him a long time to die. So I clicked on those, right? Thinking, what would it take, 15 minutes? It was two? That's not botched. That's a success, thumbs up. In my book, you killed three people, only 2 minutes to die? Wow, it should have taken five. It's unfortunate it can't.
Yeah.
But hey, at least we got you. I know that's terrible of me to say, but you cannot, it is outrageous for anyone to think that they can kill three people and then scrawl a note mocking the cops in their blood and that there's not going to be some kind of retribution to warn the next guy, hey, yeah. don't do this. There are consequences now in the state of South Carolina.
There needs to be more speedy justice in these situations.
Absolutely.
Period. That's, you know, these decades-long appeals and things. I mean, listen, I think that even the worst offender should have a fair trial. There's no question about that, but this should not take decades.
No, no. So he's 44. That's good. That's how this should work. I'd like to see a 2 to 3 year timeline. You know, heck, if it was up to me, I'd just drag him out back as we get him into handcuffs. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, at least it's something. Meanwhile, folks should pay attention to what is going on. This is another subject in the South Carolina legislature. This is ridiculous. Okay. Ralph Norman is barnstorming the state. He's running for governor, and he's right about this, just trashing the state legislature because Trump has asked them to do one simple thing. Okay, this is not hard. Jim Clyburn's specially created to elect a liberal Democrat Congress member district is not justified by the census of this state.
Yeah.
And Norman is saying, wait, Trump has asked you morons to redraw the district, call a special session, do whatever you have to do. The leadership in Columbia is refusing. And it's so bad that Ralph Norman is now campaigning on it because that the Republican leadership, and I put Republican in air quotes, is trying to protect Clyburn's district. Donald Trump had to call them out this weekend. That's how bad this has gotten. And say, redraw the 6th. He actually posted a Truth Social post. We need these congressional seats. This district should be way more competitive. We have a super majority of Republicans in this state. And yet, the Republican leadership is trying to protect Clyburn's district by ignoring Trump. So good for Ralph Norman. And you know what, Lee? Pay attention to this. Look who's calling out the GOP leadership in Columbia in the governor's race. And look who is not calling out the GOP leadership in the governor's race. It'll tell you everything you need to know about who's going to take them on and who's just going to go up there and, you know, let them continue. And here's the thing. The Republican leadership is Democrat. They are Democrats. They absolutely are. They've got a lock on Columbia. They never really gave it up. This, you know, our state was controlled by Blue Dog Democrats who were a little more conservative than the national. And a lot of them just flipped their party registration, went right on. But they are very liberal compared to the average citizen of South Carolina. And that is why we see hundreds of thousands of dollars dropped. We just saw this in some of the recent races. Hundreds of thousands of dollars dropped trying to defeat conservatives. And then you get up there, they want you to sign a loyalty pledge that you won't criticize them. Why? Because they're Democrats and they don't want actual Republicans up there telling the public what it is. I mean, at one point they tried to get them banned, and particularly the Freedom Caucus, from just taking a photo of the votes and putting it online.
Yeah.
That's how outrageous it is. So don't be surprised if you moved here and you thought, oh, this is a Republican state, nah, only in name only. Our legislature routinely, their ratings, we end up numbers-wise right alongside liberal Democrat-controlled legislatures for the way our legislators vote. We got to break the lock up there on that. It's really frustrating. So we have reached this new level of absurdity, Lee, where Donald Trump has to ask our legislators to redraw the districts because we need to win. This, we don't need any more special Democrat districts drawn by Republicans. And then they ignore Trump. And Trump has to call him out. I think it's shocking.
Yeah.
I think it's shocking. Wow. Here's Fitz News. GOP leaders have, talking about our leadership in Columbia, of our legislature, GOP leaders have thus far spoken dismissively about redrawing the 6th congressional district, a heavily gerrymandered majority-minority district created to ensure representation by a black Democrat. In fact, the black Democrat who has occupied this seat since its inception, Jim Clyburn, has worked, listen to this, cooperatively for decades with many of these same GOP leaders, I put that in air quotes, to redraw the state's maps, ensuring his district percentage will be black voting age population. And it did not fall between a certain level. And if you look at the district, I mean, it is absurdly drawn the way that they have to reach into all kinds of little corners of counties in order to fakely create this.
Thus the term gerrymandering, which is, of course, what Democrats call it when Republicans do it, but it is called redistricting when Democrats do it.
And Fitz News points out they did an investigative piece, and they did. It's really good. It's too long to redo here, but about how Clyburn has literally conspired with GOP leaders behind closed doors to draw himself a political map to ensure at least one Democrat seat stays in the state. So, and then after he does that, he comes out and calls it racist.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Right. Even though he drew the district.
Yeah.
So, and Fitz News pointing out, Norman, like Trump, seen enough of this hypocritical double standard. I really would love to see Pam Evatt out there backing up Ralph Norman on this. That'd be nice, Pam. Love to hear from you. And I want to see the other candidates do the same. I think Nancy Mace is maybe a little bit distracted. And yes. And I want to see somebody else join, you know, Ralph Norman in this. He is literally going from place to place to place around the state demanding, hey, you know, Trump has asked us, let's redraw Clyburn's district. We really need a person up there who uses the bully pulpit that the governor's mansion comes with. Because it's empty. There's nobody using it. It's cold. Yeah, it's gathering dust.
Pretty dusty. Got some cobwebs on it. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't get brought out very often.
Which leads you to this question, too. Where is Henry McMaster? Why isn't he calling out the legislature to get rid of Clyburn's district? Bueller? Can't wait to Henry McMaster's term's over. I'm literally counting down the days till we can hopefully be a Republican state again.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is how ridiculous this is. Ralph Norman, governor candidate, he's traveling to state demanding that the useless, no good Democrat leadership in Columbia, who pretend they're Republicans while raising money to defeat actual Republicans in the primaries, he's running around doing what Henry McMaster should be doing. But Mick Disaster is a Democrat himself and is too busy. Ralph Norman is demanding a special legislative session to redraw our congressional districts. Why? Trump asked our legislature to redraw those districts. Why? Because Clyburn, the radical left Democrat, should not have a district created specially for him. And what is the Republican leadership doing? They're just ignoring Ralph Norman. Over the weekend, Donald Trump called them out again. I asked you to redraw these districts. We desperately need new Republican districts that we should have anyway. Clyburn's district is not justified. In order to hold our majority, I need your help to hold the majority. The Republican leadership of Columbia is ignoring him because they're Democrats who run as Republicans. Now, listen to how confident Democrat Jim Clyburn is that the Republican leadership is with him and not Ralph Norman, that the governor, McMaster, is with him and not Ralph Norman. Listen to this quote in the Post and Courier. No, I'm sorry. This is News 4. I apologize. Is it News 4? Yeah, it's News 4. Quote, "I'm not concerned at all," Clyburn said, "of Norman's push to redraw district lines. I know the people of South Carolina very well. I know Ralph Norman very well. I know the governor of this state very well, who is as partisan as Republican as he can be, but he's as fair a Republican as he could be." That means a Democrat. "Norm doesn't believe in fairness." So you've got Clyburn mocking Ralph Norman on ABC News 4. Saying, Republican leadership backs me, but do you know who Clyburn is? For a long time, he was Nancy Pelosi's right-hand man, the whip for the Democrats in the House, the number two in Democrat leadership. And he's walking around here like he's got a king's robe saying, "I know the Republican leadership. They're not going to listen to a conservative like Ralph Norman. They're going to back me. The governor's going to back me. He's a fair guy," which means he's a Democrat. And I translated it for you. See the problem we got in Colombia? Trump has to beg these people to help. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's one of those rare examples I can show you how liberal these people are. Meanwhile, the same people who are protecting Clyburn's district spent hundreds of thousands of dollars defeating really great conservatives like Bill DeVore, like Lee Bright in the last race. He finally just defeated them. He just squeaked over. Took him many times. They spend it because they're Democrats. And when actual conservatives and real Republicans go up there, it exposes them and they hate it. But Jim Clyburn, they'll protect him all day long. It's something we got to change here in this state and in this country too. We're going to lose the Congress. You could blame our state legislature. You can't. It's crazy. All right. Coming up, folks, geomagnetic storm. Holy cow. Yeah, so this is basically a big burst of energy heading toward, heading right toward us and could potentially wreak havoc, they're seeing, with communications. Going to be very interesting to see what, if anything, this adds up to. There could be some cool parts of it too, especially for us here in the upstate. I'll tell you what those are coming up next. Something of a science experiment going to be going on in the skies today. Strongest solar flare of 2025 erupts. Could bring auroras to half the U.S. on Wednesday. In fact, we may actually be able to see them. I'll get to that in a minute. But what it basically is the three powerful outbursts of solar plasma. They're barreling toward Earth. Supposed to hit sometime today, the strongest one. It's called a coronal mass ejection. And it's coming from in this particularly active sunspot, AR4274, which right now happens to be pointed right at us, aimed at the Earth. So there were three of these. The first two erupted on November 9th and November 10th. Those actually knocked out radio communications in Europe, didn't hit particularly hard here. Blackouts over Europe and Africa shortly after those erupted. So those were the first two. The third one, the one that's supposed to hit sometime today, is going to be the mother, they say. It's a powerful X-class solar flare. It's the most powerful class of solar flare on the federal government's space weather prediction scale. So this is as big as they get, and it's headed this way. What does that mean? I don't know. They're saying it could cause disturbances in the force. It's our little Star Wars reference there. Could cause disturbances in the Earth's magnetic field. They're saying that the resulting geomagnetic storm, this is why you're hearing about a geomagnetic storm, could reach severe G4 levels. That's the second highest level on the agency's scale. And they're saying that, of course, can cause power grid fluctuations, low frequency radio disturbances, GPS errors, and more. So what is that going to mean? Is the grid going to melt? I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to happen today, and they don't know the exact time. Now, there's a kind of cool side to this, too. I'll let WYFF's Chris Justice, their weather guy, kind of explain. We may actually, and you almost never can do this, we may actually be able to glimpse, if everything lines up, glimpse northern lights here in the upstate tonight. Here's where you look.
A solar magnetic storm is set to take place as we go throughout the next few days, and Wednesday looks to be the peak, meaning the northern lights may be visible in many areas, especially up toward the northern half of the United States. That'll be visible to the naked eye. However, there's a chance if this thing goes according to plan late Wednesday, even far south, upstate South Carolina, North Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, even into Oklahoma, parts of Texas, areas to the south could see this and make it visible with the help of your camera, your iPhone or your camera phone right there, making it visible. Now, what has to happen here is you have to have clear skies, one, and this solar flare has to go up. In fact, there are power grid warnings for 11 states in the United States that this could impact the power grid in some way, shape, or form. Right now, it looks like it would be a light red tint. You want to look toward the low horizon at about 9 p.m. to about 1 a.m., looking off toward the north, and there should be clear skies for a lot of us to see it. I will promise to keep you posted. Please let us know if you do.
Yeah, folks are letting me know. Some of you are saying you saw this last night. Texture H, hey, Tara, I'm at Table Rock, had great auroras last night. That's fantastic. I'm very curious about that. Did you? He was saying you would have to use your phone almost to capture them. Did you see them with the naked eye? I'd love to know. Text me if you saw them. 800-905-0989. Yeah, another text writes, Northern Lights were out last night as well. Not very intense, but tonight will be better. Was that the pink glow in the sky? It was really cool. I noticed it. But I just thought it was like weird sun. Yeah, like I was thinking it was tonight. I don't know. It didn't really look like an aurora, but it was a really cool color. Texture writes, Tira, we saw auroras last night in Walhalla. G-A, I think he means Georgia, gorgeous hot pink glow with big streaks. Okay, was that it? Because I did see the pink, but it didn't look like an aurora to me, but it was pretty. Texture writes, yeah, there's another one. Hey, I'm at Table Rock. Yes, another one from Table Rock. Had great auroras last night. Yeah, and another text. Okay, people in Greenville were seeing them last night. Okay, so a little bit lower down. Texture writes, absolute worst that can happen is that GPS, satellite, internet, and TV and other satellite services stop working for about 2 days, along with an intentional planet-wide blackout while the flare passes. Another texter writes, never forget our grid is deliberately not EMP hardened against things like electromagnetic storms and nukes, just like California and the wildfires. Yeah, and I think by that you would mean they've deliberately left it unfortified so that eventually it will melt down. Not once a 100 years you have a storm that will absolutely fry it. You're right. Texture. Okay. Wow. All right. My daughter saw it in Spartanburg last night. Another texture writes, yeah, we saw, oh, okay. You saw with the naked eyes. Wait, let me see. Where was this person from who saw it with the naked eye? Table Rock. Okay. So you saw it from Table Rock with the naked eye. That's cool. Was it faint or was it, you know, very distinct? Texture writes, you can use a phone to capture it. Use night mode and set it at 10 seconds. Okay, cool. Texture writes, Tira, faint pink glow, aurora visible from Fork Shoals in southern Greenville County last night. Okay, and that's interesting because those were the weaker ones, the big ones tonight. So it should be easier to see this evening. Chris Justice is saying if we get at WIFF, if we get just exactly the right conditions, it's got to be really clear. We may actually be able to see it here, which, folks, never happens. Texture writes, we could see them in Lawrence last night. Okay, cool. Wow, okay. Texture writes, saw one last night, Mooresville, North Carolina, naked eye and camera. I could send you a picture if you can get one. Yeah, no, I can. Send it to me. I'd love to see it. Send it to me at, I'll put it up on my X feed, at Tara, T-A-R-A, at odyssey.com, A-U-D-A-C-Y.com, Tara at odyssey.com. It's my public email address. You can always send me stuff there. Yeah, okay, wow. People have seen them all over the place. Hey, Tara, my son saw them in Powdersville. So be on the lookout for that. It coming up. All right. Meanwhile, folks, over the weekend, I swear more and more of my neighbors are putting up their Christmas stuff. Christmas lights. Kind of wild. And so, yeah, they just started going up right after Halloween. And folks, I've got two houses in my neighborhood with full-on decorated Christmas trees in the front window. Yeah, went up the day after Thanksgiving, or the day after Halloween. Normally, you don't do that till Thanksgiving. I don't know. Meanwhile, fun with polling. This made me laugh. A poll just found that 6% of Americans think their IQ is below average. Just 6. Okay, so let me get this straight. Only 6% of Americans think their IQ is below average. I'm here to tell you it's a lot more, which is funny. Sort of gets to the question, do stupid people know they're stupid? I think this poll answers that. I don't think they do. I think they have no idea. New poll just asked people how they think their IQ stacks up to the average Americans, and just 6% think they're below average, 39% think they're right around average, and 46% said above average, including 8% who think they're way smarter than most people. You think that's accurate? I'll just read the text line. That's all I'm going to do. All right, coming up on the show, folks. I don't know what Trump was thinking in that Laura Ingraham interview. Wow. I mean, if you're going to let in 173,000 Indians and Chinese every year, if we're going to have between 1 and 2 million H-1B visas walking around taking the best jobs, and last month we only created 55,000 total private sector jobs, and your answer is Americans just aren't talented? That, folks, this is reverberating from one end of the internet to the other. It's a top 10 trending story. I don't know what he was thinking when he said this on Laura Ingraham defending H-1B visas.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We have plenty of talented people here. No, you don't have certain talents,
and people have to learn.
Huh? What? Not the message people needed to hear after this last week.
Announced corporate job cuts, Andrew, in the U.S. surging past 1 million so far this year, with 153,000 new layoffs announced just in October, according to Challenger. That is the worst October since 2003. Here are the numbers. October up 153. That compares with September. That's 100,000 more than September and 100,000 more than this time last year in October 2024. Andy Challenger commenting, some industries are correcting after the hiring boom of the pandemic, but this comes as AI adoption, softening consumer and corporate spending, and rising costs drive belt tightening and hiring freezes. Announced layoffs don't always lead to actual cuts and could take place from attrition. But the report
153,000 announced job cuts last month. That is the worst since 2003. And to be on TV saying Americans aren't talented, I'm going to give out HB1 visas when there aren't enough jobs for Americans. Wow. And Bernie Sanders is out there saying this is indentured servitude. They're driving down wages for Americans. Bernie Sanders, y'all. Bernie Sanders has this right. That's what's so dangerous. I'll have the rest of that interview. By the way, Trump backing the doubling of Chinese student visas as well. Folks, again, there's not enough jobs for them and for us. I don't know what he was thinking. It's the number 5 top trending story in America. Trump's comments just released overnight on the second half of the Laura Ingraham interview. Folks, when you have between 1.5 and 2 million H-1B visa holders, they're almost all Indian or Chinese in the country. You only created 55,000 private sector jobs last month. And last month we had job cuts announcements, 153,000 job cut announcements. We haven't seen a number that high since 2003 in October.
Announced corporate job cuts, Andrew, in the U.S. surging past 1 million so far this year, with 153,000 new layoffs announced just in October, according to Challenger.
And Laura Ingraham asks you, hey, you know, can we slow down on H-1B visas? We've got 12 million unemployed STEM college graduates in the United States of America, many of them more qualified than the visa holders you're bringing in to work as essentially indentured slaves. It's why they the corporations, they'll work for 50% less, because they know the corporation holds the visa. If they can hang on and work about a job and a half, damn near killing themselves, in 7 to 10 years, they'll get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for them and their entire family. That's why they do it. This is not capitalism. This is not, they're more talented. This is, they will work themselves near to death for the visa benefit. And the company holds the visa. They can't go, if I don't want to work, you know, 100 hours this week for half of what an American would make, I'm going to go down the street. They're not allowed to. If they fail at that job, they have to go home. They are indentured servants bordering on slaves. And the corporations love them. They depress wages. This is why American engineering students, we graduate them, they just can't get jobs. This was a shocking response.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of foreign workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have certain talents and people have to learn.
Okay, no, that's not true. I mean, I'm sorry, it's just not true. Sure, we can bring in certain talent. No problem with that. In fact, I like Trump's idea, $100,000 extra a visa. You really want them, you pay that. The corporation pays that. That's not what's going on here. These are indentured servants being brought in to depress wages. They are not being brought in because they're more talented. I would expect to hear that from Joe Biden, not from Donald Trump.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.